Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. So in this passage here, Jesus has just talked about how we should not pray. And he says, it shouldn't be about what others think about us. It shouldn't be about being seen of others. But he says, pray like this. And it says, verse 9, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pause there. What if we didn't just say these words, but what if these words truly had meaning as we spoke them, that we recognize who we are, who he is, our Father, in heaven, hallowed, sanctified, holy, set apart is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Is that my desire? Think about this. If I pray these in this manner, think about what that would do, how it would change the world. If followers of Jesus across this nation and around the world prayed like this, in this manner, maybe not these exact words, but in this manner, we were praying, your kingdom come. I want your kingdom. I want your will. I want your order in my life. I want to subject myself to your kingdom. And then he goes on to say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, there's two points that really stand out here in this second part. One, forgive us our debts. You know, this morning when I looked at the news, oh, it just grieved me. And I got to first say, it's not about a party thing. It's not about a politics thing. But when I see anyone, you know, in the past who's disrespected the office of the president or the vice president, you know, when it was Obama, you know, even when it was today, when it's Trump and when it's Pence, I saw this morning that somebody disrespected Pence and gave him the finger and welcome to the city of brotherly love. Now get the out of here and all, and just nasty. And it grieves me because I think, God, would you please help me? Would you please help those who call you Father, that we would show what it means to live as a son and daughter of our Father in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's not just money. It's whatever we think is owed. I mean, what is it that what is our debts? What is it that we owe to God? I mean, have we not fallen short of the glory of God over and over and over? And we say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, praise God, when God looks down, he sees us as holy. He sees us as when we've surrendered our life and when we've accepted his forgiveness for our sins, he looks down and he sees us in a different light. Holy and pure and white. What if we forgave others? I mean, my heart breaks for that young man. He obviously doesn't know the love of God. He obviously is hurting. He's obviously been hurt. But what if we were different? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. What if that was really our heart's desire? And what if we prayed that? If we prayed it with honesty, with really desiring this, how would it affect how we walk? How would it affect what we view, what we watch, the movies we watch? God help me. How would it affect the music we listen to? I mean, how would we be different if we really wanted to, we cared about not being led into temptation, but being delivered from the evil one? And then we reach the doxology, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen. Oh, that's beautiful. Yours is the kingdom. It's about your kingdom, not our kingdom. For yours is the kingdom and the power. There's power in his name, amen. There's power and the glory forever, forever, amen. And so, you know, I just, Father, I just beg you, I just pray, Father, would you please, in my life first, and in all of us, Father, as followers of Jesus, I just pray that we would come before you and fall on our knees, Father. We would pray in this manner, not because we care about what others think, Father, but Father, when we pray in this manner, it's not about us, it's about your kingdom. Father, make our lives about your kingdom and your will being done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Father, let us be about your agenda down here on earth. And Father, I pray that the world would see something different in this followers of Jesus, that they would see a forgiveness, that they would see us releasing people of what we think they owe us, what they owe this country, what they owe our communities, Father, but they would see us expect just loving and expecting nothing in return. And Father, I pray that you would help us, Father, to protect ourselves and our families from evil, Father, that we would not bring things into our life, into our cars, into our homes, before our eyes, Father, that would lead us into temptation. Father, that we would want to be a set apart people that are different. Father, and when we fail, as we do, I do so often, Father God, I just pray you'd help me to understand my Father in heaven is holy and he forgives me, Father. And so there's no reason to continue to walk in sin or to walk without power. There is power in your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray this, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can subscribe to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can download, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we pray in this manner. God bless.